Next item on the agenda are permits, projects over $50,000 with no objection, with staff recommendation for approval. Mr. Grab.
Commissioner, members of the commission, good morning. As the commissioners indicated, for the audience's benefit, these are those projects which are in excess of $50,000, which have been subjected to a public interest review for which no opposition has been received, and staff is recommending approval. Very briefly, 2A, City of Virginia Beach, is asking to reactivate and extend a permit which expired in May of this year that will allow them to continue maintenance dredging of the Long Creek Municipal Channel to restore the project depths at minus 8 feet. The materials will be offloaded either at the Maple Street site or the Lynn Haven Beach facility and used for beach nourishment. In this case, we're asking that it be reactivated and extended for 2 years, which would be until February 28, 2010, and that is the maximum, 10-year maximum, that the commission normally issues for all permits. If they wish to continue maintenance dredging after that, as they undoubtedly will, they'll have to reapply and go through a new public interest review. 2B, Town of Saltville is requesting authorization to replace an 8-inch pile-supported gravity sewer and a 10-inch force main, which will cross 116 feet of the North Fork of the Holston River. 2C, Peninsula Properties, requesting authorization to construct a community pier that's 65 feet long, 6 feet wide, with a 16 by 20-foot T-head and a 4 by 12 aluminum ramp that will lead down to a 12 by 70-foot floating platform. It will provide mooring for four locations to accommodate three townhouse units. This facility is along Sunset Creek in Hampton. We are recommending approval and the assessment of a royalty in the amount of $4,917 for this community facility, and it would be based on the bold outline of the pier and the proposed mooring locations. 2D, Metropolitan Washington Airports Authority is requesting authorization to impact 3,368 feet of difficult run. This is in conjunction with the Dulles Corridor Metro Rail Project in Fairfax County. 2E, Loudoun Mitigation LLC is requesting authorization to impact 2,356 feet of Piney Run as part of a stream restoration project, which will include the installation of rock toe protection, J-hook rock veins, and root wads, as well as a small relocation of the channel. Obviously, this is in Loudoun County. 2F, Nauticus, City of Norfolk, requesting authorization to install a data buoy approximately 1,200 feet south of Hospital Point in Elizabeth River. This buoy will be incorporated into NOAA's Chesapeake Bay Interpretive Buoy System. 2G, Harper Avenue LLC is requesting authorization to dredge on an as-needed basis, maximum of 3,000 cubic yards per year, and to create depths of minus 27 feet, as well as widen the existing berth on the northwest side of Pier 1 at the Earl facilities situated along the Elizabeth River in Portsmouth. There is a slight modification, not to your agendas, but to the ones that the public has. We are in this case recommending a time of year restriction be imposed for that dredging this year, as well as subsequent years of July 1st to September 30th. This time of year restriction is recommended in response to concerns that were raised by the Port Authority, National Marine Fisheries Service, regarding an oyster reef that's in close proximity. We initially were trying to work around flood tides and decided it was just easier with a maintenance dredging permit to put the time of year restriction in. So with that time of year and standard dredging conditions, we're also recommending an initial royalty in the amount of $1,350 for the dredging at 45 cents per cubic yard. Obviously, maintenance dredging in subsequent years has no charge, so there would not be anything further. And finally, 2H Columbia Gas Transmission Corporation is requesting authorization to replace or repair as needed existing pipeline sections in a 60-mile section of line that runs through Green, Orange, Albemarle, Louisa, and Goochland counties. Obviously, if they find that they have to replace any of the lines, there's a notification requirement, and we will at that time assess a royalty in the amount of $3 per linear foot for any new line replacements, insofar as they affect state-owned submerged lands. With that, either I or members of my staff would be happy to try to answer any questions you might have.
Any questions of Mr. Grab? Thank you, Bob. This is a public hearing. Is there anyone in the audience pro or con on these matters that have just been described and discussed? Public hearing is closed. Matters before the commission for action.
Move to approve.
Motion made by Mr. Schick to approve the page two items, seconded by Mr. Holland. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you.